Hey everybody, it's Dan, and welcome to the 500th podcast. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latta. Can you believe it? It is the 500th podcast that we've done. Can you believe that? That is truly amazing. You think about the amount of work and effort and the people behind the team that goes into creating 500 various podcasts. We've had 2.5 hour podcasts that we've had to break up. We've had various guests. We've had very short podcasts. We've discussed everything from Brexit and coronavirus. The world is a drastically changed place since that very first podcast all the way back in June 2015. And it's been one hell of a journey. We, in fact, for the last 30 days, we're producing one podcast every single day. In that time, we've grown our portfolio, we've paid down debt, we've been living in Spain all that time. We go paddle surfing in the Med. It is truly amazing. And I'd like to say thank you to each and every one of you who've listened, who've been with us on this journey. And we're going to slow down a little bit. The target now is just to do one a week. If we get two or three a week in, great. But the next bit now is to move over from quantity and more over to quality. And also my time has changed. We're so much more focused on buying businesses and helping grow those businesses. Just in the last 3 months alone, we've taken a majority shareholding in two businesses that are both doing very well and will continue to grow. We've bought stocks and shares, we've upped our ISA, we've upped our pensions, we've paid down some mortgage debt, we've had the highest rentals per month that we've ever had since we started 22 years ago in property, and since we really started recording those records all the way back in 2010. And if that's something you've not done in your portfolio, highly recommend it. We can look, for example, just how much of an increase we've had in the rents from the last 10 years. And that's about 35-40%, I think, offhand. It might even be 50% increase. I think it's probably 50% closer. I'll have to check. Who knows? But over the last 10 years, if we get another 50% increase in the next 10 years, again, life is going to look fairly different. And again, the lessons have not changed since the very first podcast, when we started off with those three rules. Can you remember them? Number one, see if I can remember them. Number one, cut your costs. Number two, increase your income. Number three, invest the rest. The difference between what you spend and what you earn, that's the bit that you should be investing. And we've been doing that for the last 4.5 years. We've been dramatically cutting down our costs. Any bad debt that we had, we've been getting rid of, and now we're down to zero. And all the money, all the spare money is going into buying more assets. And imagine this, our lifestyle right now and our income all comes from not having to work. It all comes from the assets. It all comes from the property that we bought, started buying 22 years ago. That idea that I was laughed at about buying into property and living off that income has now become a reality. And all those people that were laughing 22 years ago got up and went to work today. It's a Tuesday, but got up and went to work, I expect, or are retiring on something that stays still while inflation erodes away it away. Whereas in property, our property prices just keep going up, the rental amounts keep going up, and our mortgage amounts keep going down. I mean, this is the magic formula to getting wealthy. And here we are, we've done it. But it's not over, and we don't expect it to be over. The next step is to solidify some of these returns and make them into a situation that no matter what happens with the income, interest rates, that's the word I was thinking of. If interest rates go to 10%, we want to be protected by that. And so we're paying down mortgages, we're increasing our income through investing in shares and dividends and all of that kind of thing. And we're moving from being a cash flow investor in property to being a cash flow investor from dividends and shares. And that takes several hundred thousand pounds. And that's what we're heading for. We're not going to get there this week, this month, this year, but we will get there. And just to solidify all that, as rents continue to increase and as our mortgage payments, the amount of money that we owe on mortgages decreases over a period of time, again, that gap's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what it's all about. To get to be an overnight millionaire, it's very, very rare. You need to be earning an awful lot of income while maintaining lower cost of living. And most people are unable to do that. We've been in this game for 22 years, and we'll be in the game for another 22 years, and it will all get passed down to the kids. But that's the bottom line, and that's really, if anything in these podcasts have taught you, that persistence, keeping costs as low as you can, increasing your income as much as you can, starting businesses, buying businesses, selling businesses, and so on, that is the way to do it. And I hope that you'll join me for the next 4.5 years as we get however many podcasts we happen to record in the next 4.5 years. Certainly one a week, maybe a few more than that if we can. But while my focus maintains on growing the businesses that we've got, we're going to keep putting out podcasts there because people listen to them. I look at the downloads. This month was our third most popular month ever for podcasts. What does that tell you? Tells us that there's a demand there. People want to know how somebody with 5 GCSEs can become a multimillionaire and live next to the maid, go paddle surfing on a Monday morning when everybody else is at work. This stuff is happening, and it'll continue to happen, and hopefully you'll join us for the rest of that journey too. A little bit bumpy where we are, we're just off to pick up the little one from school. Other than that, we'll catch up with you in the next podcast for the 501st. Have a good day, everybody. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.